Hello and welcome to Season 1 of the Breathe Easy Home podcast. If you or your family suffer from asthma, allergies, or COPD, do you feel better when you're at home? Well, you should. Most of us spend over half our time at home, and that makes our indoor environment just as important to our health as the outdoor environment. In 2015, Breathe Easy Home created its indoor air quality system. Using the latest technology and best practices from the home improvement industry, this system upgrades your home to reduce asthma and allergy triggers. By avoiding triggers, you should feel better. In 2016, the National Center for Healthy Housing, a national leader in housing research, initiated the Health R study. This study will test the effects of the Breathe Easy Home indoor air quality system on asthmatic children. Season 1 of this podcast follows the progress of the Health R study. Thank you for listening to the Breathe Easy Home podcast. We welcome your feedback and questions. You can visit our podcast page on www.breatheeasyhome.org/podcast or subscribe on iTunes or through your favorite podcast player. You can also email us at podcast@breatheeasyhome.org. Season 1 of the Breathe Easy Home podcast is brought to you by the National Center for Healthy Housing, building a healthy home environment for all children. By EcoBeco, comfortable, energy-efficient homes in a healthier way. And by Minix, efficient homes, healthy living. Thank you for joining Episode 1 of the Breathe Easy Home podcast. Today's topic is to introduce a study called Health R, which stands for Housing and Energy Attributes Linked to Health Through Retrofits. The Health R study examines the link between enhancing indoor air quality and reducing childhood asthma symptoms. To learn more about the Health R study, please visit the website www.healthyhomestudy.com. The Health R study is now accepting applications. The study enrollment period lasts until May 31, 2016. The HealthyHomeStudy.com website will follow the progress of the study from start to finish. If you have a personal interest in the topic, I recommend signing up for the electronic newsletter by hitting the subscribe button at the top of the page. My name is Brian Toll, and I am with the nonprofit organization called Breathe Easy Home. I am joined by Ruvane Walder from EcoBeco, an energy efficiency consulting firm and general contractor based in Rockville, Maryland. Good morning, Ruvane.
Good morning, Brian. Yes, I'm the co-founder and vice president at EcoBeco. I started my career in residential energy efficiency, doing home energy audits through the Maryland Home Performance with Energy Star program. I'm a building analyst and building envelope professional certified by the Building Performance Institute. I've spent a lot of time thinking about the links between energy efficiency, comfort, indoor air quality, and health. This led me to pursue my Healthy Home Specialist certification through the National Environmental Health Association. EcoBeco has been serving Maryland homeowners since 2008, and we're an accredited Gold Star contractor through the Building Performance Institute. We're also a certified Breathe Easy Home provider.
Thanks for the background. Let's jump right into our main discussion topic today, which is a brand new healthy home study called Health R that is being led by the National Center for Healthy Housing. We are joined today by the study's principal investigator, Dr. David Jacobs. Welcome, Dr. Jacobs.
Well, thanks for having me, Brian.
People and communities across the United States continue to suffer from the negative health effects of inadequate housing. A number of research studies have documented these negative effects, which include asthma and other respiratory illnesses, cardiovascular health problems, headaches, increased stress, and overall physical and mental health issues. In addition to affecting the quality of life, these health problems also place a significant, inefficient burden on the healthcare system. The CDC has estimated that healthcare costs related to asthma alone add up to more than $50 billion every year. The purpose of this project is to demonstrate how housing-based energy conservation and a healthy housing intervention, including improved indoor air quality, can improve resident health and indoor air quality while reducing both energy usage and self-reported healthcare expenditures. The project will focus on single-family homes where children with not well-controlled asthma reside. If successful, this project will document the indoor air quality and associated health benefits of energy efficiency and offer further justification to policymakers, insurance companies, and others to support the adoption of energy conservation, healthy homes retrofits.
So that's exactly right. To date, studies of the impact of energy conservation and healthy housing have focused pretty much on very low-income households, typically in big apartment buildings known as multifamily housing. So they have not been done in the broad group of middle-class single-family homes, which, after all, is the bulk of the nation's housing stock. So, for example, a study of newly constructed public housing in Seattle showed that there were very large-scale energy improvements and a huge 41% reduction in emergency room visits for asthma. A study that we conducted by the National Center for Healthy Housing of low-income housing in Minnesota also showed large energy improvements of about 40% in the first year following healthy homes renovations. And more importantly, from a health perspective, a doubled improvement in self-reported adult general health. The 2015 United States Weatherization Assistance Program evaluation was done by Oak Ridge National Laboratories, and they reported that three-fourths of the benefits from weatherization were related to so-called non-energy benefits, such as better health, fewer missed days of school and work, and much more. But these and similar studies all involved interventions, that is, building improvements, that were provided pretty much for free by the government to families living in public or federally assisted housing. So there really isn't much information about how these housing interventions would work in most of the country's existing single-family, unsubsidized housing. So this project is going to explore that research gap and provide some much-needed data to drive, hopefully, large-scale policy change to help middle-class American families.
So, Dave, what have the lower-income household studies shown?
So some of these early studies have already shown that affordable housing that is built or rehabilitated, that is, to green standards, bring important health benefits to low-income residents. The first study that we did in 2006 looked at a three-year health evaluation of residents of an apartment complex known as Viking Terrace. This was a 60-unit apartment building in Worthington, Minnesota. And we looked at the health consequences both before and then again after the substantial green rehabilitation. The participants that worked in that study with us, the residents that is, reported large improvements in hypertension, chronic bronchitis, hay fever, asthma, and sinusitis. In Seattle of children with asthma who moved into healthy green public housing found that those children experienced a 60% increase in symptom-free days. That's huge. And also, they experienced a 67% reduction in the use of urgent clinical care. That means ER visits, trips to the emergency rooms. So these, as you all know, these are very expensive health care costs that we hope we can reduce by better housing. More recently, we conducted a study called Watts to Wellbeing. Do residential energy conservation upgrades improve health? This study examined the health outcomes of 240 adults and 75 children, both before and again after energy efficiency upgrades were made to their homes. That study was done between 2009 and 2012. That study found, again, important evidence illustrating the health impacts of energy improvements, such as including statistically significant improvements in self-reported general adult health, improvements in sinus infections and high blood pressure, and reduced dampness of living environments and improved comfort. Another low-income housing project in Southeast DC that we did used the Enterprise Green Communities criteria, and that study also showed similar improvements in specific measures of general health, physical health, and mental health after residents moved into these new green healthy housing low-income units. So this new Health R study will build on the important evidence that we've gathered to date. The primary beneficiaries of this new study will be the residents and also, of course, their asthmatic children. The results of this study will be used to inform and educate investors, health and housing insurance companies, physicians, and government partners at the city, state, and federal levels about the importance of energy-efficient, healthy housing retrofits. After all, it doesn't make any sense for children to be admitted into the emergency room so that their asthma symptoms are treated, only to have them return to the home that maybe made them sick in the first place. We can save large medical expenses by improving the housing stock.
So, Dave, can you tell us more about the study design?
Sure. So this study will compare self-reported resident health parameters and indoor environmental quality. The study will examine homes that received certain home improvements focused on indoor air quality to homes, and then we'll compare them to homes that do not get those improvements. So that's known as a control group. So the study group, the interventions, will reference the Breathe Easy Home Indoor Air Quality System that was developed by the organization Breathe Easy Home. This is a nonprofit that focuses on developing home improvement guidelines for improving indoor air quality. The Breathe Easy Home System is unique because it brings together ideas that are typically done by different building trades. So for the Health R study, we have hired EcoBico to implement the solutions in the homes with asthmatic children.
So, Ruvane, we'll turn to you. Can you talk a bit about the solution in more detail?
Sure. EcoBico is very excited to be a provider of the Breathe Easy Home Indoor Air Quality System. The system focuses on several things: sealing the building envelope, insulating the home, controlling humidity, whole home filtration, fresh air ventilation, ventilation controls, and improved duct system performance. A home that receives a Breathe Easy Home Indoor Air Quality System would be expected to meet or exceed the following industry standards. That would be ANSI Building Performance Standard 1200-2015, standard practice for basic analysis of buildings, ASHRAE Standard 622-2013, ventilation and acceptable indoor air quality in low-rise residential buildings, and duct system design modifications to ensure proper circulation of indoor air using standards from the Air Conditioning Contractors of America. You know the expression, to a hammer, everything looks like a nail? When is the last time you complained to your HVAC contractor about uncomfortable temperatures, and he suggested hiring someone else to fix your house? Never, right? The typical HVAC contractor will solve this problem by adding more HVAC to the house. If you call an insulation company, they solve the problem by adding insulation. But it turns out there's an extensive amount of building engineering work being done by standards organizations and the U.S. Department of Energy to show that there really are ideal approaches to solving issues related to energy efficiency, comfort, and indoor air quality. It just takes someone with a lot of knowledge to guide you there, and very few companies have all the knowledge. By committing to the Breathe Easy Home Indoor Air Quality System, contractors such as EcoBico are committing to bringing a true multidisciplinary, multi-trade approach. This forces contractors to either learn new things or create partnerships with knowledgeable contractors in different trades.
So, Dr. Jacobs, what will the study look at?
We will look at a number of measurements. First of all, we'll measure concentrations of environmental asthma triggers in settled house dust. So these are things such as dust mite allergens, cockroaches, and other allergens in settled house dust through a rather simple vacuuming system. Those samples will then be analyzed in the laboratory. We'll also measure air pollutants, including particulate matter. It's known as PM2.5. Nitrogen dioxide, carbon monoxide, carbon dioxide, formaldehyde, and volatile organic compounds, also through air sampling. We'll also be taking a look at temperature and relative humidity using instruments known as data loggers. We'll also be using an extensive health questionnaire that was developed in part by us and by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, to measure self-reported asthma control, healthcare utilization, and caretaker and child quality of life. We'll also use a more extensive health interview to measure self-reported physical and mental health. So these are things such as depression, stress, and so on through a validated structured health interview. We will also be doing ventilation testing over time to test the durability of those control systems that are put in the homes. And then, of course, we'll also measure energy use before and after the intervention.
Well, that's quite a comprehensive list. So what do you hope to prove with all that information?
So this study, like many of them, has a hypothesis. In this case, the primary hypothesis is that these housing retrofits that comply with the Breathe Easy home indoor air quality system will significantly improve indoor environmental quality and associated asthma symptoms of children who live in the homes. And that change, that improvement will occur from what we call baseline, that is before the intervention is installed, to 1 year later after the intervention. And we also think that this reduction will be greater for the study group, that is the children who live in homes who got the improvement, compared to the control group children who live in homes that did not get the improvement. We'll also be measuring healthcare utilization. It'll be measured principally by caregiver reports of the number of emergency department visits and also unscheduled clinical care visits for asthma in the previous 12 months. The change in the number of hospitalizations for asthma, we think, in the prior 12 months will also be analyzed. And so, therefore, one of the secondary hypotheses is that the retrofits will improve the self-reported general physical and mental health of adult and child residents 1 year after intervention, and study group improvement will be greater than that for the control group. So, again, these measurements will be critical. It will look at self-reported health. We know that self-reported health is pretty well correlated with actual clinical health measures. There are about 30 studies that have looked at that. So we think that this study design is a robust means to try and determine what the benefits actually are and to quantify them.
This sounds like a truly groundbreaking study, and I hear that you are actively recruiting patients. You are looking for households in single-family homes in Maryland with a child with asthma between the ages of 5 and 16. If people are interested, what should they do to learn more?
Well, that's right. To learn more, we encourage people to visit the study website. That's healthyhomestudy.com. Once again, that's healthyhomestudy.com.
Well, thank you very much for joining us, Dr. David Jacobs and Ruvane Walder. Follow the Health R study, visit us online at www.healthyhomestudy.com to learn more and to apply. The healthyhomestudy.com website will follow the progress of the study from start to finish. If you have a personal interest in the topic, I recommend signing up for the electronic newsletter by hitting the subscribe button at the top of the page. The Health R study is also supported by April Air. Feel Good Inside by AeroSeal of Maryland, Duct Sealing from the Inside by Fresh Air UV, Indoor Air Quality and Innovation by the Building Performance Institute, Energy Efficiency, Comfort, Health and Safety, and Durability, and by Breathe Easy Home, Home Improvements for Allergies, Asthma, and Better Health. Thank you for listening to the Breathe Easy Home podcast. We welcome your feedback and questions. You can visit our podcast page on www.breatheeasyhome.org/podcast or subscribe on iTunes or through your favorite podcast player. You can also email us at podcast@breatheeasyhome.org.